Ruth was a phenomenon.
I hardly knew
her. She was sui generis, really, because she did really quite few things, but they were all quality. She did a couple of things in the quarry, and in Vendelock, so I said she and Peter opened up that face with that prelude.
Yeah.
And was it the previous year, 2 years previously, on the other half of the buttress, which is the east buttress, or whatever, in Vendelock, she had led Ruth's chimney, which is the thing we were all doing in nails because it was wet. But in fact, it's quite a formidable little chimney, quite respectable. When it's dry, it's nice, but she led that, and then she led the couple of things in Dorky.
Yeah, that staircase finish.
And in absentia.
And this incredible.
Well, yes, in absentia, she did.
Yeah.
Did she put that up?
No, it was Andre, in fact, went up first. But I was a long time refusing to believe it, and Ruth couldn't remember terribly well, and I talked to her subsequently, but the more she thought about it, the more certain she was that, in fact, she had done it unroped after Andre.
Yeah.
And as she described
unroped.
And as she described, this was the first ascent of it, and it's a formidable route. And it's hairy, it's absolutely hairy stuff. So she soloed it after Andre.
Mm.
So she was one. But she's dead now.
And she came over and stayed with us, and I climbed with her. And I mean, it was amazing. She climbed like a lizard. She'd just pause on a wall, you know, just the way a lizard does, without any obvious means of support.
Yeah.
And then she'd work out the next 3-4 moves and pause again. Again, on nothing obvious. It was wonderful. Mm. Yeah.
The other person, Anthea, wasn't that her name? Anthea Dixon.
Anthea.
She was a remarkable, this would have been the intermediate years, perhaps the 60s. But she was so good, because I remember her leading, while I was there, leading in absentia in the quarry. And it was so completely effortless.
Yeah, she seemed to just walk up things.
And Anthea Dixon.
Carelessly.
Yeah, carelessly. And, relaxed and shouting down. And
almost absent-mindedly.
Yeah. For the time
she appeared,
was amazing.
And she could do anything from the day she appeared.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and then she disappeared again. Mm. She was Canadian, wasn't she?